Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, I guess the first order of business is to feed you. The second is to follow Sashir's advice and make some coffee.
After thinking about it, Victor might be right. I'm gonna hop in the shower.
What? You can't just walk around in a towel like that?
What? Why not? I'm covered after all.
That's not the point.
Well, I'll remember. Don't touch anything. I'll be quick.
Give it to me straight, Asmo. Is he always like this? Great. Let's get you that food. This giant can of chicken can't be yours, right? I guess so, then. Now, where's the can opener and dishes? There we go. Talk about old Mother Hubbard. Those cupboards are bare. I found a half-eaten bag of chips, some long-forgotten loaf of bread, and as for coffee, he has sugar but no coffee. Oh. Maybe he'll be in such a rush that he'll forget. Thanks for your support, Asmo.
See, I told you. Wouldn't be long.
Well then, let's keep this ball rolling. The sooner we leave, the sooner we get there.
Still no swords, Akashi. Let me grab a cup of coffee first.
Do we really have the time for that? I'm sure they have coffee at the office. Besides, you have nothing.
Look, mate, I need coffee to function.
Aren't you overreacting here?
Energy levels are running low.
Oh, come on!
Akashi, I can't without the coffee.
I need to get you to the station. Is this what I have to deal with from now on? You've got to be kidding me.
Well, you're the one that signed on for this mission. Now you're telling me that you want out? Best you cut your losses and run while you still have the chance.
I thought you were professional.
See? It was your first mistake. I never said I was a professional.
Clearly. Is this going to be the norm from now on?
That depends on you, mate. Are you going to let me have my coffee?
I told you that you do not have any coffee. Zero, zip, nada. You, sir, are devoid of coffee.
Oi! Did you just have to drop me like that, mate?
What the actual hell, Black?
That's the dog's bollocks. If it'll stop your whining, I'll go. Just don't expect me to like it. Akashi? Do you even know where you're going?
This place isn't that big. I'm sure the station can't be that far.
Looks can be deceiving. This place is bigger than you think.
Look, I just drove here with Victor. It didn't seem that far.
Will you do me a favor and just get in the car, Akashi?
I'm fine. I'm a grown man who just so happens to be in great shape.
Okay, I'm not sure why you felt the need to mention that, but that is not the point. Look, just get in the car, we can talk about this.
Oh, now you want to talk?
Storm of Swords, Akashi. I'm trying to extend an olive branch here. Look, I know this wasn't the best way to start the day, but don't make this harder than it needs to be.
Fine, but I'm not doing this for you.
Sure. Whatever you need to tell yourself, kid.
Thank you. Takashi, I'm sure you don't want to be settled with a wretch like me, so I need you to understand where I'm coming from. Giving myself a second chance with you feels like giving Gabriel another bullet to rent my soul apart. I don't know how I'm supposed to.
That's why I'm here. This feels like my second chance as well. I'm not saying that I know exactly how you're feeling about everything, but I'm no stranger to regrets or heartache. So how about we take this jump together and see where it takes us?
Oh, well, big boy. If you're just gonna come into my life like a storm, at least make sure not to leave a trail of devastation in your wake, okay?
What was that?
Nothing really. It's just your average protection spell.
Huh?
Oi, kid, hello. How about you follow me and stop behaving like a jester?
Seriously? Nothing about that is average.
Oh, what a warm welcome. Now, don't get all up at once, you might make me blush. Hey, Rachel, where's the boss man at?
Same place as always. Down the corridor of death and into the abyss, Victor likes to call an office. Black, it's good to see you back here.
Thanks, Rachel. And thank you for your calls. I'm sorry. I can be an arse sometimes.
We all miss Shiro, but that's no excuse for ignoring us. It's time to pull yourself together.
Is your caring and blunt way of speaking common with paladins? Or is that just you?
Kurva Black, you really put the dick in a detective.
Like a dick-tective.
Dick in detective.
Oh, yeah, well, I'd love to banter for a bit longer, but Victor's probably waiting for me. Patient as death. Which is to say, if I'm not there shortly, he'll come for me. So unfortunately, I must take a rate check on this lovely conversation.
Oh, Black, you're a pain in the ass.
Storm of sorts, Rachel. I get it.
Handler Akashi reporting for duty. I managed to get him here, sir, even though I had to literally drag him out of the house.
Yeah, when your handler is great. Even fed Asmo. But I did pick out my own clothes. Like a big boy.
Can't get dressed without a handler now. Here. It was left along with the child's hairpin. I hope you don't mind that I opened up your mail, but with the circumstances with your new handler and all, I felt that I had to.
What? Sand?
Sand? Aren't we over an hour away from any beach? Come on, what does it say?
Storm of Swords, Akashi. Let me read it first. Well then.
Greetings once again, Ren Black. I'm not sure if you miss me, but I do miss you and our little game of hide and seek. It seems my work is not yet complete, and I have other tasks at hand that I am sure you will see as horrific. But to me, they are divine sacrifices. We have much to catch up on. After Shiro graciously donated his life's blood to open up the portal, I have had endless work to do. I know that must get your blood boiling and set your little fox heart aflame with rage. And oh, how I wish I could be there to see the look on your face right this moment. I suppose I shall have to just imagine it for now and enjoy it all the same. But I digress. One day you will fully understand the importance of what I am doing, and how, upon completion, the world will change forever. My father's master coursework was taken from him to be returned. I am tasked with retrieving these pieces. The men with false faces will pay for what they have done. Their bloodlines bear the mark of my master's bite. Their fate and their inevitable destruction has been woven into the fabric of time. I look forward to seeing if you can find them before I can. I suppose you need a place to start. Your first clue is the hairpin. Now, isn't that generous of me? Sincerely,
Gabriel. That arrogant evil prick, Shiro donating his life. Bah! What the hell? He murdered him! Sacrifice my ass! Oh, and I catch Gabriel, I'll swell. Consume him with my foxfire until his soul shatters.
Wait, what? You can do that?
Well, there's only one way to find out. First thing we gotta do is figure out what the hell he was talking about in this letter. It's different from his previous ones. This feels more personal.
I have Sashiro working on who this master could be. She has a few hunches and is talking with Rachel on this as well. He gave the word pieces a sense of importance.
I also find it interesting that he refers to men with false faces. He then talks about a bloodline. There's a connection there, I'm sure.
Correct. That is why I have our two best researchers on it. Luckily, we live in an age of technology, and it will be easier to track some things down.
The rest is done the old-fashioned way. Victor, how's my line of credit? Seems my bank account has seen better days, and it looks like we've got some place to be.
I can advance your salary, Black, but don't make me regret this. You can get some new things for Akashi while you're at it. Seeing as he has nowhere to stay, and you two will be spending some time together, he might as well live with you. From today, he'll be your new roommate. That's final.
What now? I don't think I could hear you. You see, I'm hard of hearing in my old age. Care to repeat that?
I didn't have the chance to mention it earlier, but we had a rocky start.
Victor, my guy, Victor, you're joking, right?
It's final.
And you're dumping him on me because?
Because, Black. Fate's dealt you an unfair hand before, and you turned it into something better. You came over it. Things settled down, and your feelings changed. Now here you are, and I'm asking you to catch that lightning in a bottle once again. For your sake, I suggest you take it.
Don't start with that now. You're not fine. I'll take him in.
I promise to always make time for coffee. What's the first move?
Well, we must gather some information, and I guess some of your things. How much did you bring? You better not have any furniture, because I do not have the room for it, mate.
A wise poet once said, everything you own must be able to fit inside a single suitcase.
Black, I'm only going to say this once. Don't look back and turn into a pillar of salt. You get me? Now get out of my office. Some of us have work to do. I have a call to make.
Fine, I get it. Pillar of salt, no. Walking towards the light and all that mumbo-jumbo, yes. Akashi, let's go and talk to Sashiro and Rachel before things get all emotional in here.
Thank you, Mr. Cross.
If only he knew what I go through to keep him here. Still here, Leo?
Yes, I am.
What do you think?
The kid? He certainly has potential. I think he'll grow into the role admirably.
We will see. I'm getting dark premonitions about Gabriel's master.
We have a lot to be worried about. I will play my part and see what I can find out.
Are you invisible?
No, Victor. I am in the closet.
Why are you still in the closet?
I like closets.
Enough fun and games! Unless Odette is in there with you, come out here and talk.
As you command, mon capitaine.
If that was the case anyway, you would have known. Was there a reason for me to hide?
Yes, because we didn't need Black asking questions about where you've been. About what you've been digging up.
Yes. The serious calamity. We'll get to the truth of it, I'm sure.
Now that we have kept you a secret, I will need you to go out once again to collect a few things for me.
No problemo. I'll get whatever you need, and of course, I'll go consult the Oracle about our sinister friend.
The first item is a rare spindle wool collected from the Somnium Ovium. The second item is a small metal box with a triangle upon it. This next item will be no walk in the park, my friend. Cerberus is not your average household pet.
Oh, good. Cerberus saliva.
See? You're cleverer than you look.
Still, better clever than Snorky.
I want you to take Odette. You will need her.
Have I ever had a problem with her tagging along? I'll ring her. She would be delighted to go see Fluffy.
I am sure she will be.
We will gather the other items before making our first appearance in hell. I have a feeling that the fallen star will not be keen on my presence.
Ah, the prodigal son has returned. I see you made it here in one piece. Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, bask in my presence.
I did say I was good at completing difficult tasks, and this grim-looking guy didn't make it easy.
What, grim? I like to think of myself to be more like the Cheshire Cat. You never know what my expression is hiding. I could just eat you.
I would like to see you try. But first, how about we have some cake and ask the Dormouse what she found?
There's cake. Alright, Dormouse. What have you got for us?
Well, the Dormouse would like to convey my deepest sympathies to your new partner.
Hey, yo. Where are my sympathies?
Locked away, deep in my heart.
Come now, children. We have some interesting leads. Sashiro and I have been looking online for any historical figures that fit the narrative Victor gave us, and there are several folk tales from Japan and historical encounters that refer to the villain being cut up and the pieces being thrown to the winds. I will dig a little deeper into those.
Could you message me the web links for those? Let me give you my number.
Already got it. I did a complete workup on your personal files and noticed you didn't put an address.
She doesn't miss a beat, this one.
Always an admirable quality.
Oh, one of my favorites. We'll let you know what we find out, and Akashi will send you those links soon. Until then, we'll leave him in your special care.
It's too early for this. And thanks to Akashi over there, who showed me no mercy, might I add, did not get my coffee.
I can feel him draining the energy of this room with his gloomy aura. I will drop some stuff when I'm out later. Unless you two want to do it together.
Oh, you may. You're projecting hard. Come to think of it, Asma ate the last of my pizza, so I'll be down for some cake.
And whose fault is that? Well, you know where the dungeon is. Dresta makes a mean cup of coffee. Not that you would know, because you haven't been around here lately.
You have a dungeon?
Yeah, kid. That's where we stay up all night, playing that game, fighting imaginary creatures into the wee hours of the night. Hope you brought your dice, because it's gonna get crazy down there.
I feel like you're just pulling my leg now.
Tuck, tuck.
Oh, what would give you that idea?
I think you're going to fit in here, Akashi. Have fun, Hwopsu.
And we'll keep it all to ourselves.
It's been a pleasure.
Hey there, Drez. How's it going? Long time no see.
Oh, why Agent Black? What did the coldest reaches of hell brings you around to darken my doorway once again?
Now, is that the way you treat an old friend? I was told that you still make a mean cup of coffee.
Some friend you are. You all but vanished and never once did you return my calls. I should smack you for that, but then that might be considered animal abuse. So let's just put that on the shelf for another time, shall we?
A storm of swords dress. You know what I was going through. It was like I was walking in the dark after what happened.
I know, Ren. We all feel that hole in our hearts. Some more than others.
Greetings. Drez, was it? My name is Hirokashi. I'm Black's new partner. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I forgot to mention. Victor settled me up with a new partner. Not that I need one.
Well, if that's what it takes to pull you out of that hole you call a home, then I welcome him. Welcome to the crazy train we call Darkness Falls. Yes, my name is Dres Deckard, and I'm the official resident alchemist, caster, technomancer. I could go on.
Please don't.
Like I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, I'm also head of the missing persons department. Not that I have anyone else with me, but I like it that way.
I look forward to working with you. If you'll excuse me for asking, what exactly do you do here?
What a waste of coffee.
Gladly. I'm more than a handsome face around here. I'm the one responsible for creating the potions and the other enchanted items that help in the field. My ideas are like water, ever flowing, and Victor gives me a bottomless well to pull it from.
Then, will I be getting something special? You know, now that I'll be working in the field?
Come on, Andres. I know you're chomping on the bit to give out one of your new toys. Might have been gone for a while, but I still remember how hard up you get to show off. Or are you keeping all of that for someone else now?
Mein Gott, Black, are you always a smartass, or is it only when you're trying to get a rise out of me?
I mean, are the two mutually exclusive?
Charming. Akashi, I will have something ready for you by tomorrow. Leave your weapons, and I promise I will return it in a better condition than you saw them right now. That is a guarantee.
I'll be keeping one on me, but you can have your way with the other one, and thank you in advance for this.
Jeez, Black. Maybe Hero's good manners will rob off on you.
Don't bank on it. Guess we'll see you tomorrow, then. Oh, and try not to blow anything up between now and then, will ya?
Blow something up?
That was one time, and you know it! My God.
Let's go, Akashi. We have a lot to do. Apparently we need to go shopping because this kid didn't bring anything with him except for his good kiddom attitude.
Careful, Rin. You might just enjoy it. And we wouldn't want that.
Coming. Thank you, Dress. You're not gonna use the front door?
I hope you like the rain, Akashi, because we get our fair share of it. Oh, and when given the chance to work through the tension again or slip out the back, well, I would choose to make a quiet escape every single time.
I have no problem with the rain. I like the way the air smells after. It's relaxing to hike through the dense woods.
I knew someone who felt the same way about the rain and how it smelled like fresh life or something like that. It's not important right now.
I know we've only known each other for a handful of hours, but you can talk to me. I mean, everyone needs a shoulder to cry on.
I don't need someone to lean on. What I need to do is put Gabriel down like the dog he is. And on the subject of Sheeran, I will say this once. It's none of your business. And if we're gonna work together, you better swallow that fast and keep it to yourself.
As you say, boss man.